Hello, everybody. This is Clint Locklear with a rant of a free trapper. And I heard something the other day that I'll be honest with you, it made me sad. And what it was a young college kid that was black was being interviewed on TV, and he basically made a claim that because of his claim is going to make his claim true. And what he said is, I am a black man in America that is oppressed. Now, you know, we can go into, is he oppressed, or should he be oppressed, or what should be done if he is oppressed, or is he being a whining, sniveling bitch and just coming up with an excuse of why he thinks he's oppressed. But that statement, I am a black American that is oppressed. Now, back in my earlier days, I've done what a lot of people do as far as when it comes to, you know, you take business courses and you watch stuff online and you get books, and there's a lot of just absolute, I mean, it's almost religious carnival sales acts, you know, where they, you know, you're going to be in a certain thing and, you know, you want to, every day, I'm going to have the biggest house on my block. I'm going to have a Ferrari one day. I'm going to have $1 million in the bank. You know, and it what it was this weird way of doing goal setting on stuff that really doesn't matter. And it's not a statement that our primeval brains can really wrap our heads around. Now, it's a good reminder. It's, if you have a goal, you know, I want to catch 1,000 coon. And every day you talk to yourself about catching 1,000 coon, it's a good reminder. It gets you motivated going in the right thing. But listen to what this young man said. Now, I mean, he was going to an Ivy League school. That just if you go to college today in America, you're privileged. So there are no unprivileged people in college. It's a privilege. It's a Western society, cultural, such a easy livelihood now, or life that we have in America and other Western countries, that it's almost common just to go to college. But his statement, I am a black American that's being oppressed today. Now, what I'm getting ready to go over, I'll tell you right now that I 100% believe in. And I'm going to give you some statements to begin with. And I want you to see if you can figure out what this is. And I'm going to say some about myself. I am a sheepdog. I am a warrior. I am a trapper. I am an outdoorsman. I am an entrepreneur. I am a permaculturist. Let that sink in just a little bit. It switched this back. I am a black man being oppressed. I am an oppressed woman. I am a victim. I am a minority. I am someone that cannot find a job. I am not an entrepreneur. I am not a business owner. I am not strong. I am a victim. That right there, guys, I am a Marxist. I am a socialist. I am a conservative. That statement, I am, that is well known to anybody that's ever looked at psychology, because our brains don't work the way that I think most of us think that they do. Your brain cannot decipher subconsciously what is real and what is not real. That's why when you go to watch a movie and it's something like, a serious action movie, you feel your adrenaline starting to pump a little bit. You kind of, you feel the excitement. You're watching a screen that was filmed probably 2 years before, and you know it's fake. But you still have these chemical reactions in your body because your brain subconsciously cannot tell that what you're watching is not real. So it's trying to get you in the frame of mind to handle what it's thinking is real right in front of you. But it's not. Men love that because men are men. A lot of women like those type movies too, but men like it because that is ingrained in us from, before we ever had cars and internet and such a comfy life and all that type stuff. That was the status of men. You were either a warrior or you were a meat hunter, and that's where your greatest status come from, and that's ingrained in us to our core. Now, women, on the other hand, they go see a romance movie. It's just as real to them if they're having the romance on the screen. It's a fact. What I'm not telling you is not made up. Your brain does not understand the difference between fake and real. Kind of keep that in mind when your kids are spending so much time on a computer or on a screen. Their little brains, and yours either for that matter, cannot decipher between real and not. Because our brains take in messages and it sorts them to different places, and it's real. Now, I am a trapper. I am a sheepdog. Now see, I am a warrior. See, I really can't say that because I'm not a warrior anymore, but I am a sheepdog. When my brain hears that, that is my self-identity. It believes it. I want to be a sheepdog is crap. It doesn't mean anything. I wish I was a sheepdog is crap. It doesn't mean anything. I am a sheepdog. What that means is I will protect my wife and the other members of my tribe. That's what that means. I'm the wolf on this side, ready to go against the wolf on that side. Or, I'm a follower. How many people have you ever heard say that? Well, I'm not really a leader, I'm a follower. Dang right they are, because they convince themselves that they are. Or, the opposite, I'm a leader, I'm not a follower. In your brain, you're hearing that from yourself. Now, I am is crazy powerful how this works. Now, this is probably going to be a long show, but I just want you to think about something before we come back on for the next rant. I am a hardworking trapper. What does that mean? What does your brain see to that? And every time that you're thinking about trapping, what are you? I'm a hardworking trapper. I'm a hardworking trapper. I'm a hardworking trapper. I'm a hardworking trapper. Do you know what you're going to do different than someone that... Well, I'm a trapper that does it for fun. Nothing wrong with either one. There's no judgments here whatsoever. One's not outranking the other. I'm a trapper that goes to have fun. I'm a hard-working trapper. I'm the hardest-working trapper. I'm a trapper that catches the most coyotes per square mile possible. I'm a trapper that goes out and sets some traps and has some fun. See what I catch, whatever's good. See, the middle part of that is so powerful because I'm a hard-working trapper you've convinced yourself when you say that enough that you are a hard working trapper. And it's not just in a carnival type way of doing this. Your self identity will become, I'm a hard working trapper. And you will do whatever you have to in your life and in your brain to not go against that self-identified identity. See, the reason you don't want to be a bully around me with somebody that's weaker than you, because I am a sheepdog. You better be just as powerful and just as fast and just determined as a wolf when you cross that line, because I am a sheepdog with people. I am a hardworking trapper. See, when that becomes your identity, and you don't have to tell another soul. This is not for Facebook. This is not for your friends have to know. This is for you. I am. You will work harder as a trapper, if that's your identity, than anybody else that's ever going to go out and trap for fun. Which is a complete opposite if you're going out to trap for fun. You're going to make sure that you do things that's high on the fun scale. Where the hard-working trapper is going to work really hard. Now, you may not work as hard as a fun trapper. Y'all are both doing what you're supposed to be doing, because that's what you're claiming as your self-identity. But that statement to yourself, when no one is listening, and if you say it enough and it becomes your identity, that's who you're going to become. See, I am an entrepreneur. I am a business owner. The idea of me going against that self-identity to go get a job, I would do it if I had to, but that goes against my core. That's kind of like, I mean, that's almost on the same level as, because I believe it so much. That's who the identity, my personal identity is to me. That's almost as much as saying, yeah, Clint's heterosexual, but he could be gay. No, not going to happen. Not interested, not thinking about it, not wanting to try it out, not wanting to do any of that. I don't care if you're gay or not. Me, not my thing. Because it's ingrained that much. It's the same if I am a Christian. And you say that and you believe it and that's your identity. You're probably not going to go out and start practicing witchcraft. Because that goes against your self-identity. I am a coyote trapper. Are you really going to care about muskrats no matter what the market does? I am a money trapper. Are you going to care what you're going for as long as the money's there? Do you see how this works? And everybody's got a different I am. And don't try, this is one place not to let your ego get the best of you, because this is not something that's public, guys. See, most everything I just said about me, about what I am, most of y'all would say anyway. Because there's no fakeness, there's no type of ego-driven need for admiration about what I think that I am, because I just am. That comes across. Y'all heard me enough to know that that's what I am. I am an entrepreneur. I am a permaculturist. I am a trapper. I'm an outdoorsman. I'm a sheepdog. You know, I am the best husband that I can be. I am. But the opposite of this comes, and this is where it's so detrimental in our society today, is I am a victim. You know what? You are, because that's your identity at that point. That's what these college kids and all these activists and all these socialists and communists don't gather. They are training people to be an I am of a victim. I am of someone that can be controlled. Try to control a sheepdog that's an entrepreneur. Try to do that. Try to control a college kid that is a victim. He's real easy to manipulate. I am a minority. I am oppressed. When you say that enough, just think about how crazy that is. That is your identity. I am oppressed. I am, if you're a feminist, what you're basically, when you say it enough, basically what you're saying is, I am less because I'm a woman. And I must fight to be equal with a man. You know, a strong, confident woman, that's not what she's thinking on a regular day. That's for people that are not strong and are not confident, and they have to scream it. Whatever you are, whatever your I am is, that's who you are. And it's not just going to be, just when you get done listening to this, you go, I'm a millionaire. Well, if you're a millionaire, you start acting like a millionaire. You start managing money like a millionaire. You start running businesses like a millionaire. You'll start getting revenue streams like a millionaire. I am poor. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard from certain groups in society. Because if your I am is poor, you're going to do everything in your power to be poor. You're going to work really hard at it. Anything that starts changing out of the I am poor, you are going to fight tooth and nail because your identity is going to be messed up. After talking with a whole lot more vets, in listening to Team Never Quit with Marcus Luttrell, they've got into lately talking to a lot of veterans that had problems coming out of the SEALs, Special Forces, Rangers, regular military, whatever it is. And most of these guys, eventually, they went through a tremendous dark place. Most of them have almost committed suicide dozens of times. Most of them almost drank themselves to death or did drugs. They did really crazy, dangerous things. And when you listen to this over and over again, you see how powerful I am. And Marcus talks about this a lot. One day, you're the most elite, deadliest warrior the military has as a Navy SEAL. The most motivated, the one with the most drive, everything. The next day, you're Joe Citizen. The depression, I think, that comes from a lot of the PTSD that guys that are having is their I am gets just squished like a cockroach in your kitchen. Within 24 hours, I am a SEAL, I am a Ranger, I am a soldier, I am a warrior. The next day, what are you? Your brain goes into conniption fits trying to work that out because your self-identity is wrapped up in I am a warrior. But you're no longer a warrior. You're not set up in a way to be a warrior. You can be a sheepdog, but that's not your identity. See, SEALs aren't sheepdogs. They're freaking warriors. They kick in doors and jump out of airplanes and launch out of SEALs, and they do really nasty stuff when they get there. They're not sheepdogs. They're warriors. But all of a sudden, they're not a warrior. And mentally, they get really, really screwed up. Because their brain does not even know what the organism is that it's living inside of at that point. Now, if you're a person that's kind of just floated through life and you really don't have an I am, and I've met a lot of people like this, and some are happy and some are not, and they float from job to job, and they get enough money just to survive, and they really don't have any really big I ams at all. You know, they live for the weekend, they work through the week, if marriage falls apart, kids okay, I really don't have something that I've dedicated anything to, so I'm not an am in whatever that is. This may be hard for you to understand. But even on that side, what you're saying is, I'm not much of anything as far as an identity. And you'll see those people, even most of them will congregate towards drugs and alcohol and really crazy, just have sex with everybody and what it seems to be destructive, kind of like the SEALs do, because it's the complete opposite of your brain don't know what you are. You're just kind of floating around in nothingness. Now, you need to figure out what you are or what you want to be. Because if you're a floater or you decide you want to do something in life, you have to have an I am. And you have to believe it and you have to tell it to yourself all the time. When you do that, you will become that or start working on becoming that. That's not a I want something. That's a who you are. See, I am not a thief. And that's a true statement. I am not a thief. I am not going to try to take advantage of other people. You know what I never have to worry about when an opportunity arises that I could take advantage of somebody? Is that I have to decide whether I'm going to take advantage of somebody. Because I am not a thief. I know what that I am is. But you meet a lot of people that I am a hustler. And they hustle. And I don't mean hustle like you're hustling on a revenue stream. I'm talking about they try to hustle everybody out of everything with very little work and take advantage of people. A hustler knows he's a hustler. He's accepted he's a hustler. That's who his identity is a hustler. To me, this is really one of those things that should be taught to children. And I don't have children. And me and my wife were watching the show last night. It was Lethal Weapon, and the guy used to work for the CIA, and he hadn't seen his daughter. She don't really know him, and they got thrown together. He didn't know what to do, and she abused him like a rug. And, you know, she wouldn't talk to him. She wouldn't do all this. And I kind of looked at Cindy. I said, you know, I bet that's probably what it's really like if you had a kid at 13. See, I don't know. But what I can tell you is I am is no different from a kid. And you as a parent, you damn well better listen to what I'm getting ready to say, because I've heard a lot of this over the years come from parents. Oh, he's kind of dumb. He's not that smart. He's lazy. He's all this. You know what you're doing? You're setting that kid up's I am for him. You want to switch that around? If he's trying to do something, my boy's smart. He's going to hear it. And he's going to identify with it. My boy's not lazy. He works his butt off. My son's not a thief. My son does the right thing. Now, you as parents, you need to think about that. And you need to do the right thing.